late at night, and a man named Marcus Aldridge is walking home from a party in Sydney's east. "It's so cold," he complains. "I can't feel my fingers." The rain is pouring heavily, so heavily he can barely see more than 2 meters in front of his face. He decides to exit the footpath and runs across the road to the cover of a 15-story apartment building. The rain is hitting the other side of the building, so he has temporary cover from the rainfall. He is very bored just walking with no music, so he swings his backpack off of his shoulders and starts rummaging around his belongings, looking for his headphones. All of a sudden, he hears a sickening thud. It's so loud, it makes him jump. He drops his stuff, and it scatters everywhere. He starts shaking, and he's terrified to turn around. What he saw was the most sickening sight he'd seen in his life. He screams so loud, it could be heard from 2 blocks away, despite the rain. 20 minutes later, the police arrived. Chris Stevenson was the first to arrive on the scene, as per usual. "What do we have here, Stevenson?" Constable Jones asked. "I've got a 25-year-old white lady by the name of Kate Connor. Probable cause of death is suicide, but we've sent her for autopsy just in case." "Why?" "She fell from her apartment on the 13th floor. Her apartment is number 13A. You need to see the place. It's completely trashed. Like a bunch of wild animals were let loose in there. That's why there's any doubt in our minds that this was a suicide. However, there's no signs of forced entry, so nobody could have been in the apartment when she jumped." Nothing interesting happened for the next 2 days, until Chris got a call from the coroners. The poison that was found in her system was an extremely rare toxin that can only be found in the jungles of Myanmar. Chris knew where he had to go to find anything like this. He headed out to Sydney's west and ducked into a shady unit. "Nice to see you again, Spider. I need you again," he confessed. "Still need me to do your dirty work for you, Detective Stevenson?" He had a good laugh. Spider was a sketchy smuggler who could get you just about anything you needed for a price. "I know you sold someone some rare poison recently from Myanmar. I need to know who they were." "I'm not telling you nothing," he scoffed. "Then I'll tell all my friends back at the station everything I know about your shady little business." "About your shady little business," he threatened. "Alright, fine. He was a creepy guy, maybe 35, wore glasses and stank like hot dogs. I didn't catch his name." "Hot dogs? Yeah, you know, hot dogs. Yeah, I know hot dogs. Okay, thank you. See you soon." Chris went on Google Maps and searched for hot dog places near the victim's apartment, and that's when he found Jimbo's Hot Dog. Dog Emporium. The problem was, the Hot Dog Emporium employees were all out at a special dinner hosted by the business owner at the time of the victim's death, so nobody from the Hot Dog Emporium could have killed her. He decided to investigate anyway, as there were no other leads. He entered the place and was greeted by an awful smell. He grunted. "You Jimbo?" he asked the scrawny head chef who matched the description he was given. "Yeah, that's me, buddy," Jimbo replied. "I'm Detective Stevenson. I'm with the I loved her," he screamed. "I couldn't stand that she didn't want me." "Come with me, mate. It's okay." Jimbo sobbed, but came willingly. He later confessed to having spiked the victim's hot dog with the poison when she went there for dinner. The poison took about an hour to kick in, and she would have been in immense pain, which explains the trashed apartment. She later jumped off the balcony to escape the pain of the poison.